Key Bridge collapse when he visits Baltimore later today. The commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard is vowing retaliation for an airstrike that destroyed Iran's consulate in the Syrian capital, killing 7 guard members as well. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 91 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. We've helped over 30,000 families out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. At Wesley Financial Group, we're dedicated to helping timeshare owners get out of their financial nightmare. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call now for your free timeshare exit information kit. 800-256-5533. That's 800-256-5533. 800-256-5533.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Weather can change quickly here in Alabama. Stay on top of the latest weather developments with the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Even though temperatures are still running way below normal, it's really a good weekend forecast. I think you're going to like it. Abundant sunshine today. I've got us near 70 for a high. Clear skies and quite chilly for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Tomorrow, 71 for a high on Saturday with mostly sunny skies. More sun, nice warming Sunday, high in the upper 70s. Then on Eclipse Monday. Not optimistic about the cloud cover situation Monday afternoon. Widely scattered showers possible, high 79. Keep your fingers crossed. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
1819 News.
Alabama Congressman Mike Rogers is confirming that House Speaker Mike Johnson will be bringing a funding package to the floor of the U.S. House that involves sending $60 billion more to Ukraine, as well as other funding for Israel and Taiwan. Rogers is in favor of this move of sending more taxpayer money to all three countries. He argues that the Ukraine-Russia conflict should be winding down this year in light of the further funding. Other congressional delegates like Barry Moore and Senator Tommy Tuberville have not been in favor of spending any more U.S. money on Ukraine. Tuberville maintains that Ukraine has no real chance of defeating Russia and that peace negotiations need to get underway right now. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Covenant Grassroots Group seeks to directly support organizations and agencies that are fighting the global battle against human trafficking. They do this through funding, procuring, and advocating. You can go to covenantrescue.org for further details. They need your donations, guys. Hop on and donate.
A stabbing occurred behind the Clark County High School in Jackson. Two male students got into an argument on school property. One of them had a knife and stabbed the other in the chest. That student had to be life-flighted for treatment. The other teen was taken into police custody with charges pending. Jackson police say there were no other students involved. A sheriff's deputy in Montgomery has been hospitalized after his patrol car crashed on Wednesday night. Deputy Jeremias Young is in critical condition at UAB Hospital following that single vehicle crash. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency is looking into the cause. Young is only 21 years old and has been working for the sheriff's office since he was 18. A man from Brantley was arrested and charged this week for soliciting a minor for sexual purposes. 64-year-old Billy Hilburn was charged on one count of electronic solicitation and has been booked in the Coffee County Jail. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com.
Sunken Tractor Cafe is reopening on April 6th. Local favorites including garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The Fryer is open to feature french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Beer and wine, too. Go see them April 6th from 11 to 8 and Thursday through Saturday thereafter. Sunken Tractor on Facebook or Meherg Road, Wetumpka.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, good. All right, I was just checking.
I don't know.
So we ran off our other calls.
Yeah, you had me run off the callers, and now your guest didn't show up. So, what are we going to do?
You know what? It's only going to mean bigger and better things. We're because when you hear Pastor John speak, and if when you see what he's done, maybe we'll wait until Monday when he's coming on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Phone's ringing. Your mind what he has done. And then it'll make you stop and ask the question, and what in the heck are we doing?
Pastor John.
It's not him. Pastor John.
What is John's last name?
M-N-Chu-Wu.
Hey, look, it's like an Old Testament name. Just say it fast.
Have you seen that meme of the little kid trying to say, blah, 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 blah?
Yes.
Y'all have to know Rev Truth. So I found him.
He's unbelievable.
Like a year ago on Instagram. He's the big black on fire preacher that has been going to
Vody Bachum.
He reminds me so much of Vody Bachum.
And then Vincent Ellison from South Carolina. Mm-hmm. He is another one of that group of men that are just lighting the torch and just flame throwing it at people who should know better.
But he's a pastor by trade, but he goes to school boards, and he's coming to Hoover Board of Education meeting on Tuesday, April 9th at 5:30. Okay. And he goes and he speaks to culture at these school board meetings and reads. Y'all have got to have seen him. He's been on Charlie Kirk, and Dan Bongino picked up his... So y'all have seen him, I'm
sure.
He's
the one who reads the excerpts from the books.
Oh, look, he called. Y'all said he wouldn't.
And, well, oh my gosh.
So we got him on. So let's go ahead and get Pastor John on the program. Pastor John, welcome to Alabama Unfiltered Radio. And our first very important question is, how do you say your last name?
Listen, all of my life I have dealt with that. My first name, of course, is John. My middle name is Kanayo Chukwu, which means I will keep trusting and pleading in God. And then my last name is Amen Chukwu, which means I know God. So thank God for the John part, right?
That's the part I remember, but I like the other part especially. That is fantastic. Amanchukwu, John K. Amanchukwu Sr. is our guest. He is a pastor. We were talking about you, Pastor, right before you were able to call in and talking about what you're doing at different school boards around the country, bringing to light and into focus the kinds of things that schools are allowing, letting parents know. It kind of threw a shock and awe campaign that, hey, this is what's happening at your schools. And so we're very pleased to have you on the program today, and we're super thankful that you're coming to Hoover, Alabama, the Birmingham area, next week.
Yes, I look forward to that. There's much going on in Alabama. You know, oftentimes we think that red states are just safe and free from the tentacles of the Obama-Biden administration. But that's yes, not true. You know, I've now been to 12 states speaking out against gender theory, queer theory, critical race theory, all of the indoctrination of the left. I've been to Florida, and in Florida, I was kicked out of a school board meeting. You know, DeSantis country. They didn't want to hear what I had to say because I read from a filthy book.
Right.
The same thing has happened even in Texas as well. And now I'm going to good old Alabama.
Well, we like to call ourselves, we like to call ourselves the reddest of the red, but when you get here, you'll realize that, and I think you're making the point, a lot of us who live in the red states, especially in the Bible Belt, we just automatically say, well, that's not happening in my school. And on this program, John, we try to tell people, oh, no, it is absolutely happening at your school system because of the indoctrination that has gone on for so many years. Administrators and teachers, faculty members are involved in this stuff, and they're definitely pushing it in our schools. And so I think you're right. We probably have it way worse than we think we do.
I agree with that. You know, the woke virus is everywhere. It's a viral contagion. But we need to shield the hearts and the minds of children and make sure that the wicked ideologies of the left do not get in. I'm calling for men in particular. We also need the mama bears, but the mama bears have been on the front line for a long time. And so I'm thankful for all the moms who are out there doing their part. But it's time for men to grow up and to grow a pair and to get on the front lines and stop sitting idly by as our nation is being corrupted by sexual deviants who think that they own our children. Much of what is going on today is because men have been silent in the culture.
Amen.
Men I agree.
Have failed immensely. They failed greatly. And so I'm saying to all of the men who are tuning in, you need to do more than sit on the couch and eat potato chips and honey buns. Go get in the game and contend for our nation and for our families.
I agree, Pastor John. And it's a struggle for men, though, because you know as well as I do, there in the old days, especially in the South, when the men finally had to stand up for something, somebody was likely to take home, you know, tote home a butt whipping. I mean, that was the ultimate threat. I mean, that's the thing about men. You know, a good man is not a weak man. A good man is a strong man who can be violent but controls it.
Right.
And so there's always a little bit of that threat. And as we have become this quote-unquote super civilized, almost sissified society, mm-hmm. where if I say, right. Hey, look, you go in that bathroom with my little girl and you'll wish you hadn't. Mm. You show that pornographic stuff to my second grader and you'll wish you hadn't, I get in trouble. So how do we tell men, hey, look, you know, engage, but there's got to be a little of that. Tell me what men can do.
Well, I agree with that. You know, when I consider people like Riley Gaines who had to compete and swim against a male, mm-hmm. I say to myself, how in the world could the parents, how could parents sit in the audience and witness girls be defrauded by men mm-hmm. and not jump in the swimming pool? Now, I can't swim as good as most collegiate athletes, you know?
Right.
There's always a humorous joke around minorities anyway, in particular blacks, so we can't swim.
I didn't say it.
No. Hey, listen. Listen, I had to say it, man. It makes a good radio. I have to say it, bro. But it needed to be said. But I would not sit on the in the bleachers and eat, you know, Twizzlers and popcorn and drink my Diet Coke and watch a man defraud my baby girl. I have a wonderful daughter. Her name is Pamela, and she's 13 years of age. I couldn't sit back and let that happen. So I do say to the men that this is your role. This is your responsibility. How are we going to all of these athletic competitions and dads are allowing this to happen? Mm. No. Something is wrong. I couldn't look at my daughter again in her face if I sat back and let that happen.
Yeah.
And so what can men do? Number one, we need to fight back against feminists who have neutered me. And
there you go.
Rob them of their voice. Many men feel like they can't speak up because, you know, if I'm too aggressive, if I'm too direct and assertive, then that must be toxic masculinity, right? But if I sit in the bleacher while men compete against my daughter, then I'm considered as a beta. So what do I do? Well, you know, you just follow the biblical model. God called for men to be protectors and providers. Do that. Show thyself a man. Now, that doesn't mean that you are unnecessarily aggressive, but there is a time to be aggressive. That doesn't mean that you go home and you command your family and treat them in a dastardly manner and rule them with an iron fist. No, you don't do that. But there is a time for a man to be forward speaking. There's a time for a man to speak up and say what he has to say and not mince words. And I believe that we are in that finest hour where that needs to take place, where men need to aggressively fight against the woke agenda of the Obama-Biden administration.
Yes, sir.
Pastor John, my name is Amy Beth, and Allison and I will get to meet you next week, and we're very excited. But what was the moment for you? I know you're a man of God. I know you're a pastor. What was the moment when you began to get involved in this, or is this something that's always been a part of your life?
This is something I would say that's always been a part of my life. And it really came from the type of church that I attended. I didn't go to one of those churches where the pastor was a male preacher, but he preached in lace. You know, some soft, lumpy guy behind the pulpit, you know, afraid to speak up because he thinks that the sheep are going to fire him. You know, we live in a day where the shepherd, the leader, the pastor, is afraid of his congregant, the sheep. Now, I don't know how to make any sense of that. But the shepherd is called to lead the sheep, not vice versa. And I've been at this ministry now for 20 years. It's called the Upper Room Church of God in Christ. And it's led by a strong alpha male preacher who would lay down his life for his congregation. And we are what you call a cause-driven church. We speak to cultural issues. We speak out against the abortion industry. We speak out against the gross indoctrination of our children in the public school system. We speak up for election integrity. We speak up about the need for school choice. We speak out against communism and socialism and the welfare state that have been created in this country even after Lyndon B. Johnson passed the Great Society. We've always been engaged. And so as a college student playing Division I football at NC State, I joined this church, and immediately, you know, after listening to the pastor and having him just shape my biblical worldview and give me the courage and the boldness to speak up, you know, I started a prayer group in the racquetball room at NC State. And then on Tuesday night, I led a Bible study in front of one of the biggest and largest dormitories on campus. And so I'm 20 years running, engaged in the culture and speaking up for what's necessary. But about 3 years ago, we all witnessed what happened through the pandemic, right? We all saw what took place, and parents began to gain more information as their children were on online education and virtual education. parents were able to sit back and really get a grasp of the curriculum and what was being taught and the books that were being read and how whites were demonized for being white. And blacks were labeled as proverbial victims, you know, because a black man can't make it in America because America is such a racist nation, right? We heard about all of that stuff. We heard about America, you know, not being founded in 1776, but in 1619. We should overthrow the traditional systems of America. We should label everyone as white as inherently racist. That was the major theme that many parents witnessed and saw. Then within that, there was this issue with the pornographic books and the transgenders who were going into public schools and having drag queen story time. After seeing all of that, I said, wait a minute. You know, at the time I had finished up leading a national group in Raleigh, North Carolina, where I went out to abortion clinics trying to help and save babies and support mamas. I did that for a while. But then I transitioned to this issue, and I wrote my first book entitled Erased, Uncovering the Lies of Critical Race Theory and Abortion. And I wanted to do more. So I went to a local school board meeting in North Carolina because there was a young girl who was being demonized by some idiot teacher who felt that her Christianity and her faith could not be expressed.
Hey, know? Pastor John, we got to take a break. And we got to take a break. The computer won't let us push it over. Can you stick with us, Pastor John, for another segment?
Yes, I can.
Absolutely. Pastor John Amanchukwu is our guest. Fascinating conversation. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
For 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
What's new in the world of window treatments? I'm Ben here with Just Blinds in Prattville with the answer. Motorization, and more motorization options than ever before. Any window treatment we offer at Just Blinds can easily be motorized and customized to your preferences, including shades, blinds, drapery, and yes, even shutters. All easily programmed to your smartphone and essentially any brand of home automation system. To learn more about motorization options, visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hello, this is Yasmin Holston with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I like to dream. Yes, yes, right between the sound machine. On the cloud side, I drink in the night. Any place that goes is right. This ball lies near.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Our guest is Pastor John Amanchukwu, who is coming to Hoover, Alabama. And I would recommend that people come and listen to him at this school board meeting. Maybe get a chance to meet him, whatever. But he has been fighting the fight on these social issues for a long time around the country. And we appreciate him being on. Pastor, I know that Allison's got a... some questions for you. So I'm praying for you, Pastor.
I have a great list. I don't know why you're doubting me, Scott. My goodness. So we always debate on the show the people that are cramming this leftist, woke, evil ideology into our children's lives daily. We always ask ourselves, are they truly evil or... are they just ignorant and blinded by their own compassion? And I'm curious your thoughts on why we're seeing such an influx, really, since the pandemic. I mean, I maybe it was there before, and God just used that moment to open our eyes. But why all of a sudden does it just seem like evil is just being poured everywhere around our children? And how, as a mom, Amy Beth and I always say, if there's a vacuum in leadership, the women will step up and fill that vacuum. But we really don't want to. And right now, I feel like we're filling the vacuum for the church and also culture. What is it going to take to get the pastors to speak out against this and do what you are doing so well in culture?
Well, you gave me about 20 questions.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say that,
well, Scott,
but I was leaving it.
Look, Scott may not give me a chance to talk again, and so I had to squeeze them all in. Just choose your favorite one.
Choose my favorite one. Okay. Well, first and foremost, I don't think that these people are ignorant of what they are doing.
Okay.
I believe that they are calculated. They know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, how do you usher in Marxism and communism? Well, you have to do what Hitler did. You have to get to the hearts of the children. You have to influence curriculum and book material. You have to do what Madeleine O'Hare did in 1962, when prayer was removed from the public school system.
Yeah.
You have to rid society of everything that is Christian so that hearts and minds will be primed to receive Marxist atheist instruction. Mm-hmm. And so these people know what they're doing. Yeah. How do you push the alphabet mafia, the LGBTQIA plus agenda? I'll tell you how. You desecrate Easter Sunday. You make it popular for the focus to not be on the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but you put the focus on a man in a dress with hairy legs. That's what you do. And that's where we are. And that was intentional, that was calculated, and the same thing has taken place in the public school system. Now our pastors are wimpy. They're wimpy. You know, they want to go along to get along. They have that Joel Osteen spirit. Mm. Well, I just want to be the nicest Christian ever in this world. I don't want to hurt and harm anybody. You know, that they have that old mentality that, you know, we're called to just love and be nice. But there's a difference between being a nice Christian and a faithful Christian. A nice Christian looks at the evil of our day and they say, hey, well, you know, who am I to judge? I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to just be nice. But a faithful Christian says, hey, why are you putting pornographic books in a library for children to read? Why are we teaching them about butt plugs and how to put their fingers in the rectum of another man? A faithful Christian says, go ahead.
No, I just, I laugh because there's an app that we just found on our public school, our high schoolers, public school issued Chromebook, and it's called Sora, S-O-R-A. And I didn't know anything about it, and I heard about it from some friends in Missouri. And I started going through it and looking at some of the literature, if you want to call it that is in there, and it explains everything you just talked about. And this is taxpayer-funded, read whenever you want information that they are bringing into our homes and into our children's minds. And most of us, myself included, and I'm on top of things, had no idea. And these school systems. And wow. So when I kind of giggled when you said butt plug, but it's talking about that. Like I have screenshots from this book that was found in Hoover City School on a Chromebook that talks about all these things. It is wrong and it is evil, and I can't give them a pass anymore. I'm with you. For the longest time, I thought maybe it was just, well, I mean, you know, we have to love everyone. We have to. You can speak truth and love. Well, we've left out the truth part, and now we're just accepting it all. And so, parents may think that, you know, oh, this is happening in California. I promise you, what Pastor John is talking about is in your Alabama tiny little school system. It is there.
You are so right. That one of the books that you're referencing, Queer, second edition, The Ultimate LGBTQ Guide.
Yes, that's it. How did you know that? You've read it.
I think he's done this a while.
I have that book in my hand right now. I'm holding on to it. It's marked up. And I'm going to share some of it with, not now, but when we get to Alabama. I'm going to talk about this book because this book gives Hugh Hefner a run for his money. You know, you think Playboy is something? No, this is it right here. This is the worst of the worst. And so I'll reference that book when I get to Alabama. However, I am leading a national campaign to raise up 400 school board warriors to cause Americans to focus on our most precious asset, which is our children. This program is called Cyclone 400, and it's going to teach you how to spot and discern when critical race theory is being taught, when DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion is being taught. It's going to help parents learn how to get books removed from the public school system. This program is what everyone needs to be focusing on if they want to reclaim our schools and our communities. If you want to know more about that, go to iknowgod.us. That's iknowgod.us. Later today, you'll be able to subscribe and receive a copy of my primer booklet that gives you a crash course into this program. I'm asking people to make financial contributions and support my efforts, so that I can build out this program and raise up the 400 cyclones who are going to be necessary for putting America back on her proper footing. I need your support. And I'm also going to do a documentary that covers my school board campaign and tour and gives individuals...
Pastor John, we got a roll, buddy. Let's try to get you back on another time. Pastor John... Amanchukwu has been our guest. We appreciate it, and we look forward to seeing you in Hoover. Thanks, Pastor.
electrician to put in that new bathroom outlet?
No, I thought I'd just get Cousin Ray.
Yeah, but he's not a real electrician.
Oh, Ray's handy. He can do anything.
Being handy and being an electrician are two different things. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. Each year, there are thousands of home fires caused by faulty wiring. You need an expert. To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, you have to undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training. When you need electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric.
So, how about that nice outlet that Ray installed in the bathroom?
Do you think it's safe?
It's fine. See, when I plug in my electric razor, it...
Now the lights are out. I am not sleeping a wink until you get Crosby Electric out here.
Don't take chances with electricity. Call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdett.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Walking into Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. Or Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Even though temperatures are still running way below normal, it's really a good weekend forecast. I think you're going to like it. Abundant sunshine today. I've got us near 70 for a high. Clear skies and quite chilly for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Tomorrow, 71 for a high on Saturday with mostly sunny skies. More sun, nice warming Sunday, high in the upper 70s. Then on Eclipse Monday. Not optimistic about the cloud cover situation Monday afternoon. Widely scattered showers possible, high 79. Keep your fingers crossed. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
the premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here as well. Man, I wish we could have let Pastor John keep going, but didn't you decide? Because I wanted to ask him about North Carolina State beating Duke in basketball and the whole nine yards.
I mean, I guess we could have pushed it because when I was setting up the interview, I said just the first segment,
and we'd already got him to go a second one.
And then we pushed him to a second one. I said, we'll keep him as long as he can stay. But they never gave me a time frame. So maybe we should have just kept going.
Well, he might have kept saying yes. I don't want to put it on them.
Yeah.
Because when I was on, if they asked me to stay on, I want to say yes. Even though I know I've got to do something the next thing. Because if you say, no, I got to go, it just seems,
But if you want to see him in person, you can come to the Hoover Board of Education meeting Tuesday night.
Maybe we could get him before or after again, because I would love to hear the answers about basketball, but I would also love to hear, what do we do about pastors?
Well, that was one of the questions in my many string of questions.
Yes. And you say mini, M-I-N-I, or
I'll tell you what the problem is.
Plethora.
The problem is, it all goes back to worldview and end times theology. Mm-hmm. It goes back to the Scofield Study Bible in the 1850s, and we began to change our view of the end times, and we began to give up on dominion theology. And so we went from being, obviously the Lord wants us to onward Christian soldier it and take culture wherever we are, mm-hmm. looking at Old Testament and New, because all is about God. Mm-hmm. And we adopted a man-centered theology. Scofield was a scoundrel.
Was he really?
He was an absolute dirtbag scoundrel that got into the church, took footnotes that were not meant to be used as scripture and twisted it. And that is when you really began to see the downfall of what we used to believe, what the church taught and believed for thousands of years. Suddenly, we've changed to a man-centered end times and tried to fit a lot of things that perhaps had already happened. And then we began to go from hopeful warriors, take culture, to let's hang on till Jesus comes back and keep ourselves out of the world. Mm-hmm. And then you get that married philosophy of let's be nice and let's be sweet and we should only be concerned about the poor, which we should, but good public policy also helps the poor. So there are so many things we abdicated in the 50s. Then you throw in the Frankfurt School and the communism and the socialism that came over from Germany over to Colombia, and you've got this pot of disaster. You throw in Darwinism, all of this in the 1850s and beyond. Mm-hmm. Then you throw in Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood and eugenics, and you toss in the Rockefellers and you toss in the Carnegies, and you've got this cauldron of darkness that's infested the church, and now we're here we are where we are today. That's how we got here, and that's why people don't care anymore, because their philosophy changed of what we're supposed to do here, which is either take captive culture, do it, lead people to Christ, and then as we do that, understand the Lord issued the dominion theology in Genesis. That never changed. We changed. Mm-hmm. But if we went back to that philosophy, if our end times theology was right, then we'd understand we're on mission here the whole time. There is no out. There is no excuse. There's no letting up. But pastors stopped talking about that.
Right.
And they adopted false theology. Social justice stuff is not new. It's been around for a while.
Right.
But we've adopted that, and that's why we have wimpy, weak, milquetoast, panty-waist people in the pulpit, and we're all out here going, hello, That's not what the Bible says.
Right.
That's how we got here.
You're such a Christian nationalist.
I feel like we need a moment of silence for that that great monologue right there.
I mean, I can't disagree. Oh, we got to be silent for a minute? Okay. Applause.
That was so good.
No, it's so true, and I wonder...
You put all that together.
I wonder why we think... Okay, so in the Old Testament, God is telling the Israelites, I'm going to send you into the promised land, and when you get there, you're going to run out the Jebusites and the whoever-ites.
Right.
The Troglobites, the Muscovites, the Jebusites.
Joshua 24.
I'm just making those parts up. But even in Exodus, he's saying I'm getting rid of those.
That's right.
And he explains that, because I think God reached out to them too.
Yes.
And they as a people said, we don't want any of it. And that's why he says their time has passed, their time whatever. He didn't just decide, I love the Israelites and I hate all y'all. I personally believe everybody had their chances and they gave God the middle finger. And he's like, okay, well, y'all are going. And one of the warnings is, hey, don't talk about their gods.
Amen.
Much less worship their gods.
That's right.
And he's saying, don't allow all this paganism in. And he says, because you'll end up giving your sons and your daughters and y'all will end up going away from me. And I can't figure out how pastors this day and age are okay. They want to be so nice and they allow our children, their own children, other people's children, their flock to be subjected to all sorts of wickedness that clearly scrambles our brains. God's telling us to focus on good things, beautiful things, focus on Him. And these pastors are saying, oh, no, I'm okay with the little kids, the little children in my congregation being subjected to all of this evil. I'm okay with that. So that I appear nice, you can all be subjected to these things that will lead you away from Christ, make it harder to come to Christ. I don't know how anybody who is genuinely saved leads their flock that way. That would be like you take your sheep and you say, okay, look, we got some wolves. They ate yesterday, probably won't eat you today. So we'll just let the wolves walk around with the sheep in the middle of the flock because I'm being nice to the wolves. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't understand how they will justify before the Lord, hey, I allowed this to happen to the people you put in my charge. I just don't know how the wimpy pastors, the nicey guys, how they get there.
Well, because they don't actually believe in God. Okay? Because if you actually believed in God, if your soul has been transformed, you cannot help but tell the truth, come what may. It says, in this world, you're going to have trouble, but take heart, I've overcome the world. Mm-hmm. Or you've fallen away and you've forgotten. You've forgotten what the Word of God says. You've forgotten His power. You've forgotten His might. You've forgotten His glory. And you've become so sucked into the ways of this world. You have done exactly what God said not to in the Old Testament. Have nothing to do with the gods of the people of the land you are taking. I am giving it to you. Have nothing to do with them. Mm-hmm. And they did because it's too much. We get in the world. We want to be light. Who doesn't want to be light?
Right.
But the God of the Bible is saying, you're not going to be light. You're going to tell the truth and you are not going to be light. If I suffered, guess what? You're going to suffer. But you're suffering because they hate me, not you. But then the other part is, think about this. Think about the ridiculousness of this and why somebody didn't stop it early. Remember all the like church seeker friendly crap? Mm-hmm. Why didn't somebody, when the whole seeker friendly movement, because I think that was that next wave of complete disaster happening to the church when we like had to make it so sweet and nice and all clingy. Mm-hmm. Why didn't somebody look at the person who invented the seeker friendly go, so you think after all these years, the Word of God needs selling to people and some pizzazz?
Yeah.
I mean, that's how far we've fallen, that we don't remember what God said or who He is, and we're worse off for it.
Okay, well, that's the show. I don't know what Sky's going to do for the next hour and 10 minutes, but...
I'm going to have Dr. Sam on. He's been waiting a while. That's what
Dr. Sam, you're going to be next, brother, but we had to get it out. We'll be back.
Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard. This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist, and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores, or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail? What you need to know is, in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your healthcare to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam. I want you to start the new year off right by getting your vehicle checked from the top to the bottom. Now, that vehicle probably needs some new shoes on it. We're talking about tires here, of course. And the only place you need to go to get everything serviced, to get everything done in a very professional way by ASC-certified technicians and mechanics is Woodham Southside Firestone. They're easy to find right there on the Troy Highway, about a half mile south of the Southern Bypass. For years, I was calculating the other day, it's 42 years that I've been going to Woodham Southside Firestone. And let me tell you something. If you want it fixed right the first time without having to go back and back and back again to your normal place, go to Woodham Southside Firestone. Matt and the gang will do a magnificent job. They're open 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday and Sunday. Woodham Southside Firestone, the only name you need to know.
It's Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to Alabama Unfiltered. Is anybody home in Birmingham? That's the question. No, it seems not. I guess they're restarting the program up there. So, meanwhile, I'm Sky Mosley. I'm your producer. And let's talk about sports. Turning to sports information, the Alabama Crimson Tide make their first ever Final Four appearance tomorrow night. That is Saturday night in Phoenix, Arizona. Tide will be taking on the mighty UConn Huskies, defending national champion, overall number one seed. And guess what? Even more good news. The phone lines are down, too. I forgot to mention that. So apparently these solar flares have arrived a little bit early. I've decided I'm not going to do any more troubleshooting. I'm just going to talk to you. And since you can't call me. All right, I got to check my message. Everybody's signaling me at once. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play some music. And if you don't like that, that's tough. So please hang with us while we sort all this out, and we'll be back with more Alabama Unfiltered coming up real soon.
Into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Man, so the phones are out. I don't know. Do we have any phones?
The phones looks like they're...
The phones are back. Computers are all
Sky,
back.
Sky, can you hear us?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
Phones up right. Again.
Are phones working? I see them blinking.
Let's find out.
Okay.
Who do we got?
A live
call.
Calling. Oh, no. He's just taking the call.
And calling in at 11, after 11. She has written a book called Unexplainable, and they are stories. And for people who don't read a lot but want to read more, her book is short, and it has great stories about people. So it's a great little book. Perhaps you want to get it to your mom for Mother's Day. You're welcome for that idea, guys.
It makes perfect sense. Let's go to Dr. Sam. Dr. Sam, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. We're glad we got you back on. But we're on a roll, Dr. Sam, and I know you know how that is.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, if it's technology, something's going to go wrong, right?
Especially here.
Usually
well,
okay,
yeah. Well, I've been listening to you and to you guys and the ladies of Liberty about Jesus and God and stuff, and it comes with a very heavy heart from me. Being such a dear friend, and my dad used to teach at Auburn and all kind of good stuff, but nevertheless, I hate to tell you, but number 57, Mike Colt, passed away last night.
Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch, yes.
Whoa. He's a friend of our family, and he passed away, and I did... I'm so sad.
Alzheimer's. I had breakfast with him about 6 months ago, and the thing about it was I played for Nike in racquetball for about 15 years, and he had the Montgomery Athletic Club, MAC, and I'll never forget, it came down to him. It was between Mike Cullen, Scott Hunter, that was Mr. Arrogant from